What is the key to life? It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
That's a big question. A
question that everybody wants the answer to. What is the key to life? Is it working hard to be your best self? Mm. Or spending your time doing kind things for others?
That's nice.
I don't think so.
You wouldn't.
The key to a happy, meaningful life can pretty much be summed up with three simple words. And those words are, I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah, the key to life is just sort of giving up. Caring just brings stress and anxiety. For example, this segment is called Care, Don't Care. And I know that young Jeffrey always ends this segment with a terrible, horrible joke.
Yeah.
And I used to care about it. I used to lose sleep over it. I used to get angry about his jokes until now. I just gave up and I don't care anymore. He can tell his stupid joke and I'll just let it roll off my back because I've stopped caring. And you can tell by the sound of my voice that
I
don't care. One bit about the joke that's going to come at the end of this segment. So let's just get into it with another edition of Care or Don't Care. Whatever your name is, take it away.
Oh, I'm not upset at all.
Yep, I don't care.
Well, I have a list of exciting buzz-related topics in my hand that I think a lot of people might care about. Let's get right to it with your first headline. Have a spare $462 million?
Whoa.
Now you can finally buy what you've always dreamed of. Care or don't care?
I care. What costs that much money?
Yeah,
and what have I always dreamed of?
Many of you are probably driving to work right now, drinking your coffee, and you're thinking, what should I do with this extra $500 million that I have sitting in my bank account?
Yeah, I've been wondering all day.
Always wondering.
Well, my friends, today is your lucky day because a private 660-acre island has just gone on sale in the United Arab Emirates. It's the most expensive island in the entire world, being listed right now at $462 million.
That's ridiculous.
But hey, that's $250 million less than its estimated value on Zillow.
Yes, because sea levels are rising and the thing's going to be gone in like 10 years.
I'm just saying it's kind of a good deal. It's called Al Marjan Island and it comes with plenty of perks. It has multiple private white sand beaches, several five-star hotels, luxurious nightclubs, private schools, and stunning views of the Arabian Gulf.
Wait, there's people who live on my island?
It's inhabited.
Yeah, even though the island comes with all these features and attractions on it, you won't actually own any of those hotels or businesses. You just own the land underneath it.
Taxes are going up, people.
Yeah, seriously.
I can't even get room service.
You can still be king of the island, though, yeah?
Yes.
King of the island?
The sellers describe Al Marjan as a paradise in the making, and they say it will become a tourist hotspot in the next 10 to 20 years, so buy it now.
Okay,
sweet, I'll get on it.
Yes.
Pull out your money.
Next headline, the world's most polite thief just got caught. Care or don't care?
I do care.
I always like polite thieves. They're funny
too.
To me.
A 70-year-old woman in Houston named Beverly said she misplaced her spare car keys recently and started noticing weird changes happening with her vehicle. She said the seat was always pulled way back, the mirrors were adjusted funny, she even started tracking her vehicle's mileage, which was also changing constantly. Well, the reason finally became clear. Last week, authorities arrested a man named Michael Lopez after they caught him driving Beverly's car in the middle of the night.
No.
Turns out, he's been stealing it out of her driveway every night for the last 3 months.
Just to, like, run errands?
And he's been using it as a getaway vehicle to commit other petty crimes around the city.
I wanted him to be an Uber or Lyft driver so badly with Beverly's car.
I wish they would have arrested her first, though, and then found out that way. Just a string of bank robberies, and Beverly is the suspect because her car.
So, yeah, he'd commit a bunch of crimes. Then before sunrise, each morning, Michael would re-park the car back in Beverly's driveway so she wouldn't suspect a thing.
Yeah, you said he was polite, though. Anyone knows it's rude to leave your seat back instead of readjusting
that
for the
is
real
very
driver.
Very true. The deputy said when they tried to stop the car thief, he sped off and immediately crashed into a nearby telephone pole.
Oh.
And afterwards, Beverly told local media, quote, when I found out my car was broken, I had to cancel my husband's doctor appointment that day.
Now
we might have to take the bus to his next one, so I hope that criminal is satisfied.
Actually, criminal did a great thing to keep those old people off the road.
Yeah.
He should be given a pardon. He's a saint.
Let's see if you guys care about this. The coolest new technology that just came out is from Skype. Care or don't care?
Oh, I'm interested. I care.
I care.
I care about everything.
Technology.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll care about it.
It got me.
Well, thanks to the rise of WhatsApp, WeChat, and other free calling and video messaging apps, Skype is no longer the go-to service that it once was.
Uh-huh.
But the company just added a brand new feature that they hope will raise its appeal among users. The company just announced a new screen blurring option, which allows you to blur out your messy room or any other background details behind you that you'd rather not have on display in your video.
Okay.
Holy genius.
Or blur out other things that are inappropriate for videos.
No, you want people to see
that. Yeah, that's why you're doing video. Yeah, you don't blur that, but you blur the background maybe.
Yeah.
Well, like for example, if you're video chatting with like a hot date for tonight, you can blur the background so she doesn't see your wife and two kids playing in the living room behind you.
But it's even more obvious that something weird is going on if you're like, what don't you want me to see?
True.
Why is everything behind you blurred out?
Yeah, don't mind that blob.
That's
true. But it'll make you want them more because it's like, ooh, they got a secret.
I need closure.
I need to know what it is.
That's gonna make me think everybody's a murderer.
Well, if you're interested, that feature is already rolling out for desktop users, but it isn't available on the mobile app just yet. Mm. You're going to have to wait for that. And finally, Young Jeffrey's joke of the day.
Yeah.
Care or don't care, everybody except Jubal.
Uh-huh.
Care.
What do you get from a pampered cow?
What?
Spoiled milk. Top 10.
Yeah, I started this off by saying that I don't care, but I do care. I care so much, and I hate every single one of you. All right, your phone tap's coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.